1. What is the SAGA pattern in microservices? The SAGA pattern is a sequence of transactions that updates each microservice and publishes events to trigger the next transaction. If any step fails, a compensating transaction is executed. 2. What are the two types of SAGA implementations? The two types of SAGA implementations are choreography **. Each service listens for events and decides the next action. Orchestration **. A centralized orchestrator manages the SAGA flow. 3. How does CQRS help in microservices? CQRS, command query responsibility segregation, separates read and write operations, improving performance, scalability, and security by using different models for querying and updating data. 4. What is event sourcing? Event sourcing is a pattern where the state of an application is stored as a sequence of events instead of the current state. The state is rebuilt by replaying these events. 5. How does Spring Boot support the SAGA pattern? Spring Boot supports SAGA through frameworks like Axon Framework, Camunda, and Spring Cloud Data Flow, which help in orchestrating and managing distributed transactions. 6. What are the advantages of using CQRS? Improves system scalability by separating read and write models. Optimizes query performance. Allows using different databases for read and write operations. 7. What challenges arise with event sourcing? Increased complexity in managing events. Eventual consistency issues. Higher storage requirements due to event persistence. 8. How does the outbox pattern solve data consistency issues in event sourcing? The outbox pattern ensures reliable event publishing by storing events in an outbox table within the same database transaction as the main update, avoiding inconsistent states. 9. What is a compensating transaction in SAGA? A compensating transaction reverses the effects of a previous transaction if a failure occurs, ensuring data consistency across microservices. 10. How does Kafka help in implementing CQRS? Kafka enables event-driven CQRS by storing events and topics, allowing different services to consume and process them separately for read and write models. 11. How does Spring Cloud Stream help in implementing SAGA? Spring Cloud Stream provides message-driven communication using brokers like Kafka and RabbitMQ, enabling event-based coordination in SAGA workflows. 12. What is an event store and event sourcing? An event store is a database or system that persists events in an append-only manner, allowing microservices to retrieve and replay events to reconstruct system state. 13. How does Axon Framework support event sourcing? Axon Framework provides built-in support for event sourcing by handling event storage, replay, and dispatching, making it easier to implement CQRS and SAGA. 14. What are the main components of CQRS in Spring Boot? Command-side **** handles data modification operations. Query-side **** optimized for read operations. Event bus **** transfers events between components. 15. How does the choreography-based SAGA pattern work? In a choreography-based SAGA, microservices listen for events and react to them independently, eliminating the need for a central orchestrator. 16. What are the disadvantages of choreography-based SAGA? Difficult to track and debug due to distributed nature. Increases event complexity as the number of services grows. Harder to maintain consistency across services. 17. How does the orchestration-based SAGA pattern work? In an orchestration-based SAGA, a central service, SAGA orchestrator, coordinates transaction steps, calling each microservice and handling compensations if needed. 18. What are the advantages of orchestration-based SAGA? Centralized control improves tracking and debugging. Clear transaction flow. Easier to implement compensating transactions. 19. How does Spring Boot implement CQRS with event sourcing? Spring Boot can use Axon Framework, Kafka, or RabbitMQ to separate command and query models, leveraging event sourcing to persist changes in an event log. 20. What are the challenges of implementing CQRS? Increased complexity due to separate models. Eventual consistency issues. Requires additional infrastructure for event storage. 21. How does Kafka help in implementing event sourcing? Kafka acts as an event store, where each event is stored as a message in a topic. Consumers can replay events to reconstruct application state. 22. What is the difference between a traditional database and an event store? A traditional database stores the latest state of an entity, while an event store keeps a log of all changes as immutable events. 23. How can you implement CQRS with Spring Boot and Axon? Define command and query models separately. Use Axon Framework for event handling. Store events in an event store like Axon Server. 24. What is the role of an event handler in event sourcing? An event handler processes stored events and applies changes to the read model, ensuring eventual consistency. 25. What is a snapshot in event sourcing? A snapshot is a periodic checkpoint of an entity's state to improve performance by avoiding replaying all events from the beginning. 26. How does a microservice consume events in a Saga pattern? A microservice listens to a message broker like Kafka or RabbitMQ, processes the event, and emits new events or executes a compensating transaction. 27. What is the importance of an event bus in CQRS? An event bus is responsible for delivering events to various services, ensuring message-driven architecture. 28. How do you handle failures in an event sourcing system? Use retries with exponential backoff. Implement dead letter queues. Use compensating transactions for failed operations. 29. What is the importance of idempotency in microservices? Idempotency ensures that reprocessing the same request multiple times does not change the system state incorrectly. 30. How do you design a resilient CQRS system? Use event replay for recovery. Implement circuit breakers and retries. Maintain separate read and write databases for scalability. 31. How does Spring Boot handle distributed transactions in Saga? Spring Boot integrates with frameworks like Axon and Spring Cloud Stream to coordinate Saga transactions using event-driven mechanisms. 32. What is the difference between command-side and query-side databases in CQRS? Command-side **** stores transactional data and enforces business rules. Query-side **** optimized for fast read operations, often using denormalized views. 33. How can you ensure eventual consistency in an event sourcing system? By designing event consumers to process events asynchronously and retry failed events until successful. 34. What is the role of Kafka in an event-driven microservices architecture? Kafka acts as a distributed event log, allowing services to publish, consume, and replay events in an ordered and durable manner. 35. What are compensating transactions in a Saga pattern? Compensating transactions are rollback actions triggered when a step in a distributed transaction fails, ensuring consistency. 36. How does Spring Boot integrate with Axon framework for event-driven development? Spring Boot provides Axon starters that enable event storage, command handling, and event publishing out of the box. 37. How can you implement a query-side projection in CQRS? By creating a separate read model that listens to domain events and updates a database optimized for queries. 38. What is a dead letter queue, DLQ, in event-driven microservices? A DLQ is a special queue where failed messages are sent for later inspection and retrying. 39. How do you secure event-driven microservices? Encrypt sensitive event data. Use authentication and authorization for message consumers. Implement message signing to prevent tampering. 40. What is the importance of idempotency in event-driven systems? Idempotency ensures that reprocessing the same event multiple times does not cause unintended side effects. Set 5, Spring Boot Microservices Patterns, Saga, CQRS, Event Sourcing, 41. How does Saga pattern improve microservices reliability? By breaking down distributed transactions into a sequence of smaller, independent transactions with compensation mechanisms. 42. What are the two main types of Saga implementations? Choreography-based Saga **** uses events for communication. Orchestration-based Saga **** uses a central coordinator to manage transactions. 43. How can you handle failures in CQRS read-side updates? Implement retries with exponential backoff. Use event versioning to ensure data consistency. Maintain an audit log for debugging. 44. What is an aggregate in event sourcing? An aggregate is a group of domain objects that should be treated as a single unit, ensuring consistency within its boundary. 45. How does Kafka ensure event ordering in event sourcing? Kafka partitions messages based on keys, ensuring events related to the same entity are processed in order. 46. What is the purpose of an event store in CQRS? An event store persists all changes as a sequence of immutable events, allowing reconstruction of the system state. 47. How can you implement eventual consistency in microservices? Use event-driven architecture. Implement compensating transactions in Saga. Utilize message queues for asynchronous processing. 48. What are the benefits of using Axon framework in Spring Boot? Simplifies event sourcing implementation. Provides built-in support for CQRS. Manages event handlers and message routing efficiently. 49. How can you optimize performance in CQRS? Use caching for read-side queries. Implement read replicas for scalability. Use denormalized views for faster retrieval. 50. What is the purpose of a compensation action in a Saga pattern? A compensation action reverses the effect of a failed step to maintain system consistency. 51. How does the outbox pattern help in distributed transactions? It ensures that events are stored in a database table as part of a transaction, then reliably published to an event broker. 52. What is a sidecar pattern in microservices architecture? A sidecar is an auxiliary service deployed alongside a microservice to handle cross-cutting concerns like logging and security. 53. What challenges does event sourcing introduce? Increased storage requirements. Complexity in event versioning. Need for event replay mechanisms. 54. How can you implement a retry mechanism in Saga? By using message queues like RabbitMQ or Kafka with exponential backoff and dead letter queues. 55. What is the role of a command bus in CQRS? A command bus routes commands to the appropriate handlers, ensuring decoupling between senders and receivers. 56. How do you manage schema evolution in event sourcing? Introduce versioned events. Implement upcasters to transform old events. Use backward compatible changes. 57. What is the difference between a process manager and a Saga orchestrator? Process manager **** tracks business workflows and state. Saga orchestrator **** manages distributed transactions and compensations. 58. How can you achieve traceability in event-driven microservices? Use correlation IDs in events. Store audit logs. Implement distributed tracing with tools like OpenTelemetry. 59. How does command query responsibility segregation, CQRS, improve performance? By separating read and write models, optimizing queries, and reducing transactional load. 60. What are snapshot events in event sourcing? Snapshots store the latest aggregate state to speed up event replay. 61. What is the purpose of an event handler in an event sourcing system? An event handler listens for domain events and updates read models or triggers other actions. 62. How does Kafka ensure message durability in event sourcing? Kafka persists messages to disk and replicates them across brokers for fault tolerance. 63. What is a command model in CQRS? A command model handles write operations and enforces business rules before persisting data. 64. How does the API gateway pattern help in microservices? An API gateway acts as a single entry point, handling authentication, routing, and aggregation of microservice responses. 65. What are idempotent consumers in event-driven architecture? Consumers that can process the same message multiple times without side effects, ensuring consistency. 66. How can you implement a dead letter queue in RabbitMQ for Saga failures? By configuring a DLX, dead letter exchange, that routes failed messages to a separate queue for later processing. 67. What is an eventual consistency model in microservices? A model where data consistency is achieved over time through asynchronous messaging and retries. 68. How does Axon framework simplify event sourcing? Axon provides built-in support for event storage, CQRS, and message handling, reducing boilerplate code. 69. How can you prevent event loss in a distributed system? Use durable messaging systems, Kafka, RabbitMQ. Implement retries and acknowledgements. Store events persistently before publishing. 70. What is the role of a projection in CQRS? A projection transforms and stores event data in a read-optimized format for queries. 71. How do you implement a compensation transaction in a choreographed Saga? Each microservice listens for rollback events and triggers a compensating action to undo changes. 72. What are the drawbacks of using a centralized orchestrator in Saga? Increased complexity in managing service dependencies. Potential single point of failure. Limited scalability. 73. How do you ensure exactly once processing in Kafka for event-driven microservices? Enable Kafka idempotence. Use transactional producers and consumers. Implement deduplication strategies. 74. What is an aggregate in domain-driven design, DDD? An aggregate is a cluster of related objects treated as a single unit for consistency. 75. How does CQRS improve security in microservices? By separating read and write concerns, access to critical data can be restricted at different levels. 76. What are event-carried state transfer patterns? A pattern where an event contains the latest state of an entity, reducing the need for queries. 77. How can you reduce the number of events replayed in event sourcing? By implementing snapshots that store the latest aggregate state periodically. 78. What is a read model in CQRS? A read-optimized data store that holds denormalized data for fast queries. 79. How does a circuit breaker pattern improve resiliency in microservices? By preventing repeated failures and allowing the system to recover before retrying requests. 80. How do you synchronize data between read and write models in CQRS? By using event-driven mechanisms like Kafka or RabbitMQ to propagate updates. 81. How do you ensure idempotency in a Saga pattern? Use unique transaction IDs. Store processed event IDs to avoid duplicate execution. Implement compensating transactions where applicable. 82. What are the advantages of using a message broker for event-driven architecture? Decouples microservices. Ensures reliable event delivery. Supports scalability and fault tolerance. 83. How does Axon Framework support Saga pattern? Axon provides built-in support for event sourcing, command handling, and Saga lifecycle management. 84. What is an event store, and how does it work? An event store is a database designed to persist events, allowing event replay and reconstruction of entity state. 85. What are the main differences between choreography and orchestration in Saga? Choreography, decentralized event-driven flow, where each service reacts to events. Orchestration, centralized coordinator manages workflow execution. 86. How do you handle versioning of events in event sourcing? Use event upcasters to transform older events to newer versions. Maintain backward compatibility in event schema. Implement versioning strategies at the event payload level. 87. How does CQRS enhance performance in microservices? By separating read and write concerns, allowing optimized databases for queries and transactions. 88. What is a projection in event sourcing? A projection is a read model derived from stored events, optimized for query performance. 89. How does Apache Kafka improve event sourcing implementations? Provides durable, scalable, and distributed event storage. Supports event replay for rebuilding state. Enables real-time event processing. 90. What is a snapshot in event sourcing? A snapshot stores the latest state of an entity, reducing the need to replay all past events for state reconstruction. 91. How does event sourcing help in auditing and compliance? Since all state changes are recorded as events, it provides a full history of actions for auditing. 92. What are the challenges of implementing event sourcing? Increased storage and retrieval complexity. Requires efficient event versioning. Querying data can be complex. 93. How can you optimize event replay performance? Use snapshots to store recent state. Implement caching strategies. Use parallel event processing. 94. What is the role of a command handler in CQRS? It processes incoming commands, validates business rules, and updates the write model. 95. What is the difference between a command and an event in CQRS? Command, a request to perform an action that may change the state. Event, a fact that represents a state change and is immutable. 96. How do you implement eventual consistency in Saga? By ensuring that all microservices react to events asynchronously and retry failed operations. 97. What is the outbox pattern in event-driven microservices? It ensures atomicity by storing events in a database table before publishing them to a message broker. 98. How do you prevent event duplication in Kafka-based event sourcing? Use idempotent consumers. Store event processing logs. Enable Kafka transactional messaging. 99. What are the benefits of using event-driven architecture in microservices? Improve scalability and decoupling. Enhances real-time data processing. Supports eventual consistency in distributed systems. 100. What tools can be used to implement CQRS and event sourcing in Spring Boot? Axon Framework. Apache Kafka. Spring Cloud Stream.